Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From Nashville's WSM Radio, the original home of the Grand Ole Opry, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hey, it's Charlie Maddox, and in this episode of our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast, we welcome back our friend Aaron Weber. Aaron was getting set to play the Grand Ole Opry. He's a funny, funny man, featured prominently on the Nateland podcast, which is so popular with Nate Bargatze, Dusty Slay, Brian Bates, and of course, Aaron Weber. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Aaron Weber.
All right, Aaron Weber, welcome back to Coffee, Country, and Cody. Good morning.
Happy to be back, guys. How are y'all?
And happy to have you back at the Grand Ole Opry.
All right.
Well,
it's been a while, man. It's been probably 6 months or
did you
since
do
I've
something?
Been here.
Did you do something?
Well, my act has changed a little bit. I don't know if y'all have heard. I'm doing a lot more music. I'm doing music stuff.
Because you're a xylophone player, right?
Right, but I've kind of evolved past that. I'm kind of doing all instruments now, a lot of a cappella stuff. So it's more of a variety show than stand-up. So I think the Opry was a little hesitant to bring that kind of wild card act on stage. But I think I've proven to them, you know, it's going to be good.
Dan Rogers has taken the leap of faith. Gina Keltner and let's go for it.
Yeah, they actually don't know about this. This is the first time.
Oh, so we're kind of breaking the news to them.
Right. Okay. Right. It's we'll see what happens out there. Right. This is what I tell people about when they ask me what it's like to do the Opry. I say it's a little infuriating because all the musicians are funny, and they get laughs between songs, and I'm just back there livid because I can't just bust out in a song in the middle of a joke.
Right. You don't want to follow Mike Snyder because he's going to be funny, right?
Oh, I think he's on the shows with me. Is he very funny?
Oh yeah. Let me see where the product placement is. Hang on a second. Okay. I'll get you. Let's see if we need to worry or not. Yes. Yeah.
And they're actually referencing the Opry. There are two shows for you coming up. That's
right.
Tomorrow night and then again on Wednesday of next week on the 6th, the Wednesday after Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
What are your Labor Day plans? You got anything going on?
I'm going up to a Notre Dame game. My wife got me tickets as a surprise. My wife knows nothing about football. She bought me tickets. You know, we're playing Tennessee State University.
Oh, no kidding.
This weekend. Yeah.
In South Bend?
In South Bend.
So you're going to ride up with them?
This is how little my wife Lucy knows about football. She goes, I got us tickets. It's Notre Dame, Tennessee State. Is this going to be a really good game? And I was like, Lucy, if this is a really good game, it's going to be a tough weekend for you. Because I'm going to be furious if it's a tough game. We're paying them $1 million to come play up there. It better not be a close game.
Gosh.
You know?
So if you wonder where your tithes and offerings are going.
That's where, right. Yes, exactly.
As a member of the Catholic community.
Yes, yeah.
There you go.
It's going to support an HBCU, so you're welcome.
There you go. So can I share a similar sports story about a wife not knowing a whole lot about sports? So for years we've mentioned that, you know, Memphis is only 3 hours away, and I'm not a huge NBA fan, but it's a much better sport in person than it is on TV.
Sure.
And I said, we should go to Memphis, do Graceland, catch a Grizzlies game. So for Christmas a couple of years ago, she surprises me with Memphis Grizzlies tickets, and they're playing the Toronto Raptors, and I unwrap it, and the look on my face is like, and she's like, what's wrong? You wanted to see the Grizzlies, right? Is that not a good team they're playing? And I'm like, no, the opponent is fine. You just bought tickets for the Rogers Center in Toronto rather than FedEx Forum in Memphis. So this would be a really long road trip on a Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
So
go see Graceland, pop over to Toronto.
I feel your pain a little bit.
Yeah,
so. But speaking of traveling, I mean, real Aaron Weber, you can follow Aaron on social media. I was very jealous where you were just a couple of days ago at Fenway Park.
Yeah.
That was first time?
Bucket list item for me. Yeah, I'd never been. So I kind of splurged. I got crazy tickets right on the Green Monster. Mm-hmm. As a baseball fan my whole life, that's like one of the places you have to go. It's pretty crazy. I'd never been to Boston before. I'd never really heard that accent in the wild. And let me tell you, it came out. I heard it a bunch. I was there. I was like, man, I haven't heard anybody talk in a real thick Boston accent. And then I did a late show.
Oh.
And people were drinking a little bit. And, dude, I got sick of it, to be honest with you. It was a lot, man. It's a lot. You only see that in movies. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Goodwill Hunting, right? Yeah.
Right, Goodwill Hunting. Boston's got great movies, now that I think about it. But, yeah, it's a lot. I had a great time up there. I didn't know you were from that area.
Yeah, grew up in Providence, about 40 miles away.
And I went down the Cape on Sunday.
Beautiful.
This was not that good of a drive. I thought it would be a beautiful drive, but it was. It looked like driving through Arkansas. I mean, I didn't see water at all. I was pretty disappointed.
It's there.
Don't you think, when I heard I got a show in Cape Cod, I was like, oh, I'm going to be doing a show in a lighthouse. That's what I thought it would be like. I don't think I saw water the whole time down there, but nice people.
Not quite the Pacific Coast Highway.
No. That's what I was expecting, though.
So yesterday, Uncle Cracker was in.
Oh, nice.
We were talking about growing up in Detroit. Uh-huh. During the Kid Rock era, and there's an accent too that we picked up on as he sat there.
Oh, the Michigan accent.
Yeah, I think Detroit's even maybe different from.
It's got its own thing.
Out in the mainland, if you will. Mm-hmm. But he was talking. He described Detroit this way. He said, "It is a great place to live and raise a family, full of neighborhoods, a lot of ethnic food, and but it is a terrible place to visit." Yeah.
I had never heard anybody work it quite like that on behalf of their hometown.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I'm
so funny.
Yeah,
I'd never heard that before.
But you grew up in Montgomery.
Yeah, terrible place to visit. Terrible place to live. I'm just kidding. Yeah, Montgomery, Alabama, the Detroit of the South. That's what we used to call it.
Did your family move there, or have they been there for generations?
My mom was her father. My grandfather was in the Air Force, so they moved to Montgomery's a big Air Force town.
Okay,
so that's what she grew up there, and then my dad moved there after college, and they met. They were both high school teachers, and they started dating, got married, very scandalous relationship in Montgomery, and then they just stayed there.
They're still talking about it to this day, I guess.
They still are. I think there's still a lot of questions to be answered, I think.
We like to hang on to that stuff in the South.
Small town, they'll still talk about it. You know?
Aaron Weber, if you just joined us, and the Opry, again, Thursday, tomorrow night, he will be there. I'll be hosting, and then Wednesday of next. Are you there next Wednesday, the 6th, Charlie?
I am, as a matter of fact, yes.
All right. Charlie will be hosting.
Safely placed on Thursday between the Bellamy brothers and Ricky Scott.
Oh, the Bellamy brothers, dull.
Yeah,
right?
You'll be fine.
We're not going to get
any
less.
You'll be fine.
Okay, good.
And then as he wraps up next week, the weekend takes you to Bakersfield and Pleasanton in California. And then a few days off, and then Addison and Houston and San Antonio in Texas.
Down in Texas.
Which is where I came from. Here from nearly 30 years ago now.
San Antonio?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Notre Dame, you reference this as we. You took it's a possessive thing when you talk about Notre Dame football and going to that Tennessee State game. So how did you wind up in Notre Dame from Montgomery?
I had family go. My dad went. My two older siblings went. I was Catholic. I'm in a lot of ways a prototypical Notre Dame kid. Family, and then you're Catholic, and then
Catholic in Montgomery, Alabama.
I know. I know.
You were the one family.
We were the one family. Yeah. See, that's why Catholic families are so big. You got to be if you want to survive in small towns like that.
Our Lady of Weber, Catholic Church. Yeah, right. So, yeah. No, yeah. I mean up in New England, they're everywhere. Like I'm
For
Catholic,
sure.
but
For
down
sure.
yeah, it's a little more rare.
If you're up in your part of your neck of the woods, if you say, you know, my church, you automatically assume Catholic Church,
oh,
right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Now, God's honest true story. I don't think my parents, I mean, I think they were aware that there was something called Protestant, but I don't think they ever met one.
Wow.
And my wife was Nazarene, and her dad was a Nazarene preacher.
Yeah.
And when I mentioned, we were just dating, and I was talking to my mom on a Sunday, and I said, she goes, what are you doing? I go, well, we're going to go to Mass at the cathedral on West End, you know, the place I took you and Dad. And she goes, oh, is Renee going to be okay with that? And I'm like, oh, yeah. Because she goes, my mom goes, you know, because we believe in God.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Mom, it's the same God, I promise you. So,
that's
nothing out of their box. You know? So have you played the Drop Comedy Club? In South Bend?
Years ago,
uh-huh.
many, many moons ago,
okay.
I opened for Dusty Slay
at
the Drop Comedy Club in South Bend, Indiana. I remember that show well, actually. There was a guy who had just got out of prison in the front row. And I had a bit at the time about nicknames. Very dumb joke. I don't even remember where I was going. But I asked if anybody had a nickname. And this guy raised his hand. He had face tattoos all over. And he said his nickname is Concrete. Ooh. And I said, well, where'd you get that nickname? And he said, prison. And I sat there and looked at him. I go, I don't know if I want to keep asking you questions about this. So I just said, I'll just move on. And he cornered me and Dusty after the show, and he talked to us for a long time. And we were trying to leave, and he kept talking to us about prison. So that's what I think of the Drop Comedy Club.
Hey, before we go to the break.
Warm memories.
Yeah.
Word is that you still owe Notre Dame money.
I do. Yeah.
And that you promised to pay them back, but only if what?
If they win a national championship game.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of, yeah. We'll see. I hadn't been close in a while, but I think this year's looking good. We'll see, yeah.
So how long have you been married now?
I'm married 2 years. Just celebrated 2-year wedding anniversary.
And where did you guys meet?
We met, she works in comedy, so we met at a comedy open mic in Nashville, you know, tale as old as time.
And she's still doing comedy?
She's not a comedian, but she works, she's a manager of a comedy club.
Oh, okay.
Here in town, so that's how we met. We're in the same world.
Yeah, so what club does she work
Zanies
for? Zanies. Zanies, okay, that's the one that comes of mind always.
Well, you referenced Dusty earlier, and he and Hannah were stand-ups too. How crazy is that small world, right?
It's super small.
Dude. Yeah.
Hannah hasn't done comedy in a while, but she was very, very funny, Dusty's wife.
Yeah. Well, she's enjoyable on the podcast.
Oh, she's great. Yeah. She's still, like, hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but just hasn't done stand-up in a while.
Speaking of podcasts, you're a prominent member of Nate Land, the podcast.
All right, one of the top four guests.
It's, one of the top four.
One of the top four people on there, for sure. That's Nate Bargatze's podcast called Nate Land. We started it in July of 2020, when the world was on fire.
It's
Nate Bargatze. It's his podcast.
Right.
Dusty Slay, Brian Bates. Mm-hmm. It's four of us. So four Opry guys.
Yeah.
Four guys that work the Opry, at least. So it's pretty exciting. And then we just had Leanne Morgan on. Episode just came out today. She's great. But we just do that once a week. We talk about nothing, just nonsense. We did a whole episode on appliances last week.
So which one rose to the top?
Well, you'd think the conversation would go that way. We spent about 40 minutes debating whether it's safe to use microwaves. So that's the kind of stuff we're at.
And what did we determine? I sure hope it is.
We didn't reach an answer. I'm very pro microwave.
Okay.
I'm team microwave.
Okay.
Dusty had some thoughts about it, but we argued about
Dusty
it.
Dusty has lots of thoughts.
He does have a lot of thoughts. That's what makes him funny, you know.
And my mind immediately went to toaster.
A toaster. Yeah.
Toasters are like multi-generational items, not so much as they used to be.
We don't own a toaster. But we own the little toaster oven, but we don't own a toaster.
Not a traditional
like a
toaster.
Pop-up
toaster. You're saying those last a long time?
Yeah. It's like one of those items that your parents got, and you knew that they got this probably as a wedding gift.
Uh-huh.
And I was born late in my parents' life, so that thing had been around for decades.
Yeah.
And then I got it.
Yeah.
So when I left home, it was a chance to replace the toaster, because it's not going out.
Right. Never been cleaned out once.
No. And it's working perfectly.
There's breadcrumbs from the 50s in that thing.
I take it keep it. And when my oldest moves out, he gets the toaster.
There you go.
The thing, I mean, there are some appliances, while we are a dispose of rather than repair society these days, not so much with the toaster.
They don't make them like that anymore, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like you get a toaster now, it's just kind of flimsy. You know, it's $5 at Target. But those old school ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, metal on the outside. So, I mean, like if you are toasting something and you touch the outside.
Burn yourself.
Okay. Well, maybe that's why they don't make them like that anymore.
Leaving a mark.
Like, it'll catch on fire every now and then, but it's still really well made.
What do you want out of a toaster?
Heat.
Yes.
You want heat?
That's all you want it to do.
It's heat. Aaron Weber, you were talking about working with Dusty, that particular gig that Charlie referenced earlier. Where was your first ever stand-up gig? When did you know comedy would be your life?
Well, it took a while between those two things. So I started stand-up in college. We had a little
What was your college major, by the way?
Marketing and philosophy, which is... A philosophy minor. I should clarify that. I only have a minor in philosophy. They didn't even give me paperwork. I was thinking about this last week. I was like, I don't have any proof that I was like, do I get a diploma? They're like, nobody's going to check on this ever. it's a minor.
So
dude.
Do you still get to be a philosopher if you're a minor in philosophy?
So. No? I don't think you should be. I've got no. I can't do anything.
So you think all the great philosophers through the ages had a major, not a minor. In
oh,
philosophy.
That's for sure. Yeah. They definitely had more than I had. I got no tools for life. My wife is like, can you fix the air conditioner? I'm like, hey, what is the air conditioner? That's all I can do.
Speaking of appliances.
Yeah, exactly. And that's nothing.
You're talking about a window unit or central heat and air, baby?
There you go.
But that's when I started. I started on campus. And then when I moved back to Nashville, I went up at a bar here called Spanky's Bar and Grill. In Antioch, Tennessee, and that's the first place I went up. That was eight or 9 years ago.
Spanky's still standing? A lot of Antioch has changed through the years.
I don't think. I think it got rebranded, you know. It got a different name, but it was, at the time, the longest-running open mic in Nashville.
Really?
Then it shut down.
So how terrifying the first time? Or did you get the first laugh kind of takes away all the nerves?
You know, the first time you have, you're naive enough to be confident. I think, at least I'll speak for me.
So you're not humbled yet?
I thought I was the best comic of all time before I even started, which is so stupid to think about. Because, you know, I was just like, dude, I'm funny. And I had no clue what I was doing. It's the second and third time when you get that shock of like, oh, I'm terrible. That's when it starts to get nerve-wracking. And then, at least that's how it was for me.
Who, Brian, help me, Charlie. Recently was in studio, played the Opry, and he was talking about how...
Oh, guy used to be with BMI.
Yeah.
Yeah. Byron Kennedy.
Byron Kennedy, thank
you. Oh, I know of him,
And Byron was telling the story about how he was a few shows in and feeling pretty good and forgot the entire routine. And a friend was in the audience shouting out things.
Yeah. He goes, hey, what do I do now? What do I say? And he goes, good night, everybody.
Wrap it
that's
up.
That's what you say. Good night, everybody.
Okay. Yeah, that's always in the back. That can always happen. Uh-huh. You know, you're 5 seconds from the show being a complete disaster. Mm-hmm. At least I feel that. I always feel like I'm teetering on the edge.
I find it interesting. Mm-hmm. You mentioned this at the Opry one night on a show that I hosted, that you were much heavier when we met you the first time than you are now. Mm-hmm. And weight was a big part of your routine.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you lose weight. It's not working anymore.
I know.
And I think about Yakov Smirnov, the great Russian comedian, who said everything was going well until the Soviet Union went away. And then my stuff wasn't working anymore.
Yeah.
How'd you overcome that?
I think you just got to write different jokes. Now it's like, my wife dies, my act's going to really suffer. So that'll be...
Well, we'll keep her on the prayer list, right?
Okay. If my whole family gets annihilated, it's going to be tough.
But do I not remember, did you not work at like an all-you-can-eat buffet or something like that for a while?
I put in some work at that buffet. After it. I was the buffet guy.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You got to cut negative influences out of your life with that. If you want to lose weight, maybe stop working at a buffet.
That's Aaron Weber, our special guest. He's headed to the Opry tomorrow night. And again, tickets, information for that show and upcoming shows, including his Wednesday, September 6th appearance at Opry.com. Always great to see you,
dude. Man. Great to see you guys.
Love to spend time with you.
Will they get to hear of your trip to Goodwill at the Opry on Thursday?
I don't want
to ruin the joke, but I hope they do because it's one of my favorites.
All right, awesome. Yeah, I'll do that. Right.
And Lainey Wilson by request from you this morning.
There you go. My old pal, Lainey Wilson.
All right, here we go. Watermelon Moonshine, WSM Radio, Circle Television.
It was right after senior year, just before the summer disappeared. We went a riding them old farm roads, hanging out on the gate of his truck. We threw a blanket neath the sunset, being brave as 18.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And please leave us a 5-star review. This podcast was produced through the facilities of WSM Radio in Nashville, Tennessee. The hosts of Coffee, Country, and Cody are Bill Cody, Charlie Mattos, and Kelly Sutton. Producer Eric Markham. WSM General Manager and Director of Content and Programming, J. Patrick Tittle. Copyright 2023. Opry Entertainment Group Holdings, LLC.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.